You are listening to Destiny Pizzas.
Today is Wednesday, September 26, 2018, week 259. I'm Dhruv Patel.
I'm Max Teska.
And it's time for some Destiny Pizza. Time for some reviewed. Let's do it. I watched 1, 2, 3, 4 movies.
Ooh, that's the most you've done in a while.
Granted, I had 2 weeks and I was on a plane for 12 hours.
Ah, that'll do it.
So.
And you found a way to fit in Sucker Punch again.
Yeah. So, and I watched Solo twice. So.
Boom.
So, yeah.
I gotta watch Solo.
We're gonna switch off, right?
Yes. Well, I think I watched a little more, so maybe.
Well, you watch TV.
I watch TV.
Yeah, just for the movies, we'll do one each.
All right, that works.
I watched Hearts Beat Loud.
Mm, what is this movie?
With Nick Offerman and Kiersey Clemons, I think that's her name.
Okay.
Right?
She's
from Dope.
From Dope, yeah. She's in The Flash still. She's Iris West, apparently, if that movie still exists.
And this movie is about a father and daughter. Nick Offerman is the father. Kiersey Clemons is the daughter.
Mm-hmm.
He's a single father. I have the record right here.
Ah.
He owns a record store. She's going off to college. And they play music together.
Mm.
But now she's like, I'm going off to college. And he's like, I need to close the record store. And she's like, and they record a song together. He uploads it secretly on Spotify. It gets traction. And she's like, you really expect me to close my dreams? And it's just like the dynamic between the father and daughter.
Mm.
Really good movie. And the music is so good. And they had songs just for this movie.
Nice.
And my favorite song is Shut Your Eyes. And Nick Offerman sings it. And it's like a lullaby song. And everyone should watch this movie. And... yeah, Ted Danson's in it, and he looks old.
Oh, yeah. Whoa, I haven't seen Ted Danson in a while.
Yeah. So,
Who does he play?
He is a friend of Nick Offerman's. He runs a bar, and he used to be an actor in Broadway.
Gotcha.
So, yeah, like, Nick Offerman has to decides he has to close this record store,
mm-hmm.
and then he's, like, stoked that the band got big, which is called We're Not a Band, and, they work on music together. And then Nick Offerman has to take care of his mother, who has like dementia or has Alzheimer's. And he's also dealing with the landlord, who he has a strange relationship with. And Kiersey Clemons is like she's trying to get into UCLA med school, or she's in the med program, but she's trying to also get something that is really hard for a research position, which is like impossible for a freshman to get. So it's like all these things. And you just get to experience like, probably like 2 weeks or a week, 2 weeks probably.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it was a great movie, man. Sweet. And it's like, that's what I wish. If I could be Nick Offerman's character besides all the tragedy, I would love it to just be old and run a record store.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm sure it's very stressful.
Yeah.
But
it's like a tough thing to do.
Especially nowadays.
Yeah.
And they even talk about that a little bit. So yeah, Hearts Beat Loud. I give it 8 out of 8.
Nice. I will talk about one of the movies I saw. I saw The Greatest Showman, Hugh Jackman, as a...
where he runs a record store.
He runs a record store.
Yeah.
But no, he runs the circus.
They don't mention any racism in this movie.
Oh, they do.
But it's not his racism.
It's not his racism, no, because we talked about the story.
We talked about their truth.
Yeah.
Where it's P.T. Barnum, right?
Yeah, it's P.T. Barnum. Truth for, and I was really messed up. I'm like, they didn't go anywhere with this. They didn't go the real stuff.
No, they didn't talk about like a,
but I meant
slave
like,
woman who he bought.
Yeah, but like Zendaya is a character in it, and they mentioned that
they
in
mentioned
the movie.
That what they mentioned that.
No, they're just like, it's part of the story that like, because Zac Efron likes her.
Yeah, and they're like, you're not gonna love. Did they say the N-word in that movie?
No.
Okay, never mind.
Yeah, that This movie's, I think it's like PG.
I think it's like the fact that they went that deep with kids.
Yeah, the fact that that movie went that deep, I was like, oh, I didn't even know if they were going to mention it or not.
I think, but I feel like they have to now. They equate racism with like a bearded lady, because like the bearded lady's like, I'm also prejudiced against, and then like the little person's like, I'm prejudiced against too. And I was like,
I don't think that's how. That's not what really happens in the movie.
What's that song that they sing? This is me.
Yeah, this is me. Yeah,
I always thought that's what it was about.
Well, yeah, they're outside. They're all outsiders.
Yeah, but like...
But yeah, her outsiderness is like very different.
Yeah, like Zendaya's is on like a very like basic level.
Yeah.
Where like, I'm like, you're a bearded lady. Like you look weird. Like you shave your face.
Yeah, that is true. That they're only outside because society has it that way. But like the other one...
Race is a construct. Yeah. That our oppressor, that capitalism.
Yeah. Whereas, like, I guess you could say about those other things, but those other things are way more rare. And like,
yeah, like.
And, like, just shocking. Just, like, shocking, too.
Like, does anyone fall in love with the bearded lady?
No.
Oh, that's sad.
That's not happening.
Maybe that she does deserve a song.
Yeah.
Because at least Zendaya has love.
True, true.
It might not be an accepted love by society standards.
Yeah, but no one else really finds love. A couple of people do. But yeah, so Hugh Jackman, P.T. Barnum starts this circus. And there's a lot of good music. This music in this is really good.
It's like a musical.
Yeah, it's a musical. So there's a lot of music in it. And it's really good. And I dug it a lot. But yeah, so them all, coming to him forming the circus, then all those people finding each other and forming like a little family. And then things go awry and...
People burn it down.
Things happen and... Yeah, I don't want to go too far into it. But yeah, very good movie. I enjoyed it. I like the music a lot. So I would give it a 7 out of 8. I would recommend it.
Just for the music alone.
The music alone. Yeah. But the story's pretty good. I like the story too. It's a good movie. It's a really good movie. Did you want to go? Your next movie?
Yeah, I saw Mandy.
The crazy Nick Cage movie? Cage. That's getting really good reviews?
Yeah, it was a good movie, man.
Was it scary or is it like...
It was just crazy.
It was just crazy. Okay. Man, what's the last... I don't think I've seen a Nick Cage movie in a long time.
National Treasure 2.
National Treasure. I think that's the last Nick Cage movie I've probably seen.
I love that movie. It's a good movie. That's a pickup line I use frequently.
National Treasure 2?
It's a reference to National Treasure. It's okay.
I've seen National Treasure 2. It's a great pickup line.
No, the pickup line is like... Which feel free to use. I would love for people to use this. The line is... Are you ever worried about Nicolas Cage kidnapping you? And the person is usually like, no. And I'm like, you should be because you're a national treasure.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God.
And it works. It gets a cheap laugh.
Sure it does. All right.
Killing the game over here.
Give me proof. I don't believe. I don't buy it.
Yeah.
Especially because Nick, like, that's not the first thing.
Nicolas Cage is very memeable.
He is. But I'm saying, like, there's a lot of Nicolas Cage movies, like, that movie isn't in the vernacular.
You rock.
I don't think it's well known enough.
No, some people do pick up. They're like, they know it instantly. They're like, are you going to call me a national treasure?
Yeah.
And I'm like,
okay. At least they know.
It's close to America's Sweetheart. It's if someone listened to this podcast and I wanted to say a cheesy pickup line, I'd be like, man, I wish you had, do you have IMDb trivia about you? And they're like, no. Why? And I'm like, I want to make you America's, because I think you're America's sweetheart.
Oh man, it's today Thursday?
Because you're America's sweetheart. Like,
what an inside!
You're like, what inside baseball?
Yeah, that is so niche. Like, I don't think anyone would know that.
Nicolas Cage one works though.
All right.
People know Nicolas Cage.
They do, but I'm saying like that's a. I mean, it's a known movie. I'm just saying, yeah. Like, it seems like a small group of people, but maybe I'm mistaken, and it's bigger than
failed.
I thought.
Yeah, you should try it.
There are two of them. Failed. And people want that third one. They're just not making
it. It's in demand. It's only failed one time where someone's like, I've never seen a Nicolas Cage movie, and I'm like, why am I talking to you? Get away from me.
Yeah, you have to have seen a Nicolas Cage movie in your life.
Come on.
Like, he makes so many movies.
Matchstick Men? You never saw The Weatherman? You never saw it? Snake Eyes?
So many movies. Face Off, man.
Face Off.
With John Travolta.
Ghost Rider 1 and 2? Get out of here.
Yeah. If you haven't seen a Nicolas Cage movie, you're doing life wrong.
National Treasure?
One and two.
That weird mud, was that him?
No, that was McConaughey.
He was in another movie like that, though.
Was he?
Yeah. Where I was like, what is going on?
Why is Nicolas Cage? Oh wait, he needs money. Forgot.
Yeah, a number of Chinese movies. You haven't seen these movies? Bangkok Dangerous. Knowing, no. Leaving Las Vegas, another good movie. The Rock, Lord of War. The Family Man, Adaptation, Gone in 60 Seconds. Oh, that's a good one.
Gone in 60 Seconds.
Yeah, like, are you ever worried that I'm worried that you're going to be like Nicolas Cage. And they're like, what? And I'm like, Gone in 60 Seconds.
It's not as good.
That's good.
It's not as good treasure. As National Treasure.
The Wicker Man. Drive Angry, Sorcerer's Apprentice, Kick-Ass.
Oh, yeah.
Forgot about Kick-Ass. Season of the Witch. That's the one I was thinking of. Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Valley Girl. Man, he's in a lot of movies. Mm-hmm. Wind Talkers. God. You are... America's sweetheart, Nicholas.
We'll find out tomorrow.
Yeah.
Be the easiest guest one ever. Yeah.
So yeah, Mandy, this movie was really good. There's penis in it, so mm-hmm. That's a fair warning.
All right.
Don't Nicolas watch
Cage
it on a
penis.
No, it's not his penis. It's okay. Someone else's penis, and also it takes place in the '80s.
Oh, okay.
So that was something I was curious about. They tell you right out the gate, it takes place in the '80s.
Huh. Did not think that from the trailer.
Yeah.
Hard to tell.
He's like a logger, lives with his girlfriend up by a place called Crystal Lake. Hint, hint.
Mm-hmm.
Has nothing to do with the movie.
Oh.
This weird cult drives through town, and they see his wife, and he's like, the cult leader's like, I need her. And then they send one of the dudes out to call for him. Or call for her, and he calls like this gang of demonic biker people,
mm-hmm.
and they kidnap her, and he wants some vengeance,
like Ghost Rider.
Yeah, kind of. This is a lot darker, and I didn't think it was going to happen the way it did. And he makes this awesome axe thing, and there's these weird animated scenes in it whenever he has these weird nightmares, and the black dude from Predator, he's in it.
Paul Creed?
No. The tall dude? Jordan Peele, I'm just kidding.
Predator?
No, the oldest one.
Okay.
That was the truth. Keegan-Michael Key.
I was like confusing with the new one. Predator too, yeah.
No, it was the old one.
Twilight Zone guy? I don't know who the other
guy is. Yeah, I forgot what his name is. It's like Duke.
Oh, Duke, yeah.
Is that his name?
I think that's his character name, yeah.
Yeah, he played Bill Duke. His name is... Not that guy. Oh, his... No. Yeah, Bill Duke is his name in real life.
Oh, that's his real name. I thought that was his character name.
His name was Mac in the movie.
Gotcha.
Yeah, Bill Duke is in this movie. Yeah.
Gotcha.
He was in Commando. X-Men The Last Stand. It's Trask.
Oh, they had Trask in that movie?
He was in Mandy. American Satan. It's a lot of stuff. So yeah, fun movie, man.
Nice.
Dark.
Mm-hmm.
Takes a little while to get the action in this movie.
Yeah.
About almost an hour and 15 minutes.
Well, it's a long movie, isn't it, right?
Yeah, it's like over two hours long.
Yeah.
So you're going to...
But it lulls you into a sense of and then it goes bonkers,
yeah.
Right? Yeah.
And then you find out why these guys are like that,
mm-hmm.
which Bill Duke tells you.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Seems interesting.
Yeah. It was a good movie. Go to 7.
All right. I saw a movie called Searching John Cho. It's that movie that takes place all on like computer screens and like FaceTime and like cameras and all that. And I love this movie. This is a great movie. It's about John Cho, his daughter goes missing, and he's like trying to find her, basically. That's all you need to know, basically, about the whole movie, is that he's just searching for her using the internet, pretty much. It's like using Facebook and using different accounts and everything. And it's just him going through that and like how crazy it is and all that.
Do you think any other movie's going to try to emulate this?
Because
like it's kind of like Unfriended. I'm sure you didn't see that movie.
I didn't see that movie. But because, like, it's similar with the screen, but like, yeah, it's very interesting because like they're still doing like camera moves on the. It's like not like a bland thing, so it's like I feel like,
like you'd see like just this section, and then he's like you see it like moving and stuff like that.
Yeah, kind of like that, zooms in and like all around. So it's technically like I didn't get distracted or like annoyed by the technique of the movie. But I think the movie just works on its own as a story level. Like, I think if that movie's done traditionally, I'll still like that movie and it'd be pretty good.
Yeah.
So
even if it was just a dude at a computer, like if you just saw like a profile of John.
Yeah. Like, I assume it'd still be, yeah, it'd be kind of weird thinking about it like that. But like, it'd be, they'd just make it more traditional. He'd go more places.
If you can't see the screen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is it, so is, do you think this is, like, you hear about older movies,
mm-hmm.
and you're like, oh, well, like, if the person just had a smartphone, like, this movie wouldn't exist.
Yeah.
Is this the response to that, where you're like, this is the person with the computer, where instead of, like, going to the cops, and then going to, like, the library and looking at old newspapers and stuff like that, or asking friends,
because that's
just doing it all.
Sometimes writers would have a problem with that. Oh, the cell phones exist, so we got to get rid of the cell phones, or we got to figure that out.
And you're like, instead of getting rid of the cell phone, they're diving into the cell phone.
Yeah, they're like, we can use all this, and this would be interesting of how much information you can actually get using the devices, and like this searching like is more effective because of that, instead of like you'd really have to start. He'd really have to be like, it'd be harder. They'd have to find obligatory clues that like seem way more far-fetched that he would find, where if it's an internet tracing, it seems more likely that this could happen and you could identify things easier through the internet than anything else. So I think that works too.
Yeah.
Because most of the time when they use the internet, like, it's not very entertaining when they're using the, like, I always think back to like Amazing Spider-Man, where he's like Googling stuff or like Binging stuff.
Yeah.
He's like looking it up, how to do things. I'm like, this is not interesting. And I don't like that I'm seeing that he's doing this. So it's like, I feel like the movies are really bad at doing
but
that
this
a
did
lot
it
of
really
times.
Well.
But yeah, this does it really well. And I liked it a lot. And I think it's worth seeing. And I'd give it an 8 out of 8.
Nice. I watched Summer of 84. Do you remember this movie?
No.
Then we talked about it when it was coming out.
Yeah,
this is about Stranger Things meets Disturbia, where it's about a group of friends, 1984, summertime. There's a serial killer that's killing kids in the area,
mm-hmm.
and one of the kids thinks it's his neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
And
1984 is like a really popular year in movies and TV right now.
Like, because it was such a great year for movies.
Yeah, Stranger Things take place. That's where Wonder Woman's taking place.
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot of...
Because if you look at the movies 84. That came out that summer, uh-huh. it's like every great movie came out that summer.
Yeah.
But, yeah, like, this kid is the main character. He's a conspiracy theory fan, so he, like, has a bunch of National Enquirer, so no one believes him because they're like, oh, you just think, like, you think Bigfoot lives next door or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's this game that they play called Manhunt, and where it's like kind of like tag. But when they're playing one night, he sees in his neighbor, who he thinks is a serial killer's window, he sees his neighbor talking to a kid. And then later on, he's drinking milk and he sees that kid disappeared. So, and then like one of their friends hasn't talked to him in a while that lives on their street. And they go over to the house and it's all closed and they're like, maybe he got murdered too with his parents, because like one family got murdered. And then like no one believes him because they're also like, this guy's a cop. Like, why would he do it? And stuff like that. And they, him and his friends stake out and think they have proof and stuff like that. And it's all this craziness. And then right when you think the movie's like, if you're not paying attention to the, like, that's the thing I hate doing, but I do it a lot, is like, I'll just see how much time is left of the movie.
Yeah.
If you don't do that with this movie, you will think it's ending when it's not.
Yeah. Which, like, several endings.
Yeah. To me, is like, they did it right this time.
Because
it's like, it's like a roller coaster where it lulls you into a sense of,
I like when movies do that,
security. And then you're like, oh no, this movie's,
that's like what Happy Death Day does, right? Like the same thing. That movie ends a couple times. You're like, oh
yeah, but that's like, it's more built into the,
yeah, it's built in the premise of that. Yeah. I know, because that happens several times. But yeah, like, I do like when movies,
where this one, it, and it's really late into the movie, you're like, oh, like, okay. And then you're like, what is going on? Like, holy crap. Why won't this movie just end? And you're like, no, like, this has to be some like dream or something. It's crazy. So, and the cop is played by Rich Sommer, who was in, I think he was in Love as like the ex-boyfriend that she would still with.
Yeah,
he was in Mad Men famously, and he was in Glow. So in this movie, I was like, whoa, like, I wonder how this dude feels about being portrayed as potentially a child killer.
Well,
because he's like creepy.
Mm-hmm.
He just, he does that part really well. So I give this movie an 8 out of 8 because I thought it was great, and it got me like tense up in an airplane like, in a way I don't normally do, and got me tense up watching a movie where I wanted to like hit someone because I was like, holy crap, this movie is so intense. It has this real intensity that like, I can't remember the last time I had this where you're like, oh my God, like. And then, like, at the end, you're like, this is such a good ending for a movie of this sort. It's just, oh, so good. And at the same time, it's dealing with, like, teenage issues. And then, like, one dude's mom is, like, an alcoholic. And the other kid's mom and dad are fighting all the time. And he has a dickhead older brother. And this one kid has a crush on his, the girl next door who used to be his babysitter and stuff like that. So it's like, has the elements of like a classic, like Goonies type movie while also, or like Stranger Things, while also dealing with like a very real issue, which was like very popular in the '80s. Apparently it was like snatching children and murdering them.
Yeah.
So yeah, this movie was awesome, dude.
Cool.
I don't know if you would like it,
it's because scary?
It is. It's fairly intense. And it's, I wouldn't say like,
because I like intense movies. See, I don't know what scary movie, because I don't watch any scary movies. So it's like, I don't know what scary is, even in my opinion. Because I'm like,
yeah, like that's the thing. Like,
I don't know what it is. Because there's a lot of scary movies where most of the movie isn't scary in most scary movies.
Yeah, like if I,
because I like thrillers that are intense.
See, I don't like those.
Okay, I do like those.
Because those are the real horror movies to me.
Okay.
Where I like horror movies because I know they're fake. And they still elicit a reaction from me.
Yeah.
It's like I think it's what's supposed to scare you.
Yeah.
This was very scary because I'm like, holy crap, this is such an intense experience.
Mm-hmm.
But also they say you get really weird in the airplane, like,
The emotions
and everything go weird.
Yeah.
So maybe that's what it was.
You gotta watch it again.
I'm not gonna watch this movie again. This movie was too intense.
All right.
It's one of those movies where you're like, it was a good movie, but I'm never gonna watch it again because.
Yeah.
Like, once you have the payoff, and B, like, I don't want to experience
those feelings
again.
Sometimes it's hard
again.
Once you have the payoff to be like, you can never enjoy it as much, really.
Yeah.
So it's like, it'll still feel intense, but man, it won't be the same.
Yeah.
And then I saw a movie, A Simple Favor, that Paul Feig movie with Anna Kendrick and Blake Lively.
And Harry Golden.
Yes.
Can I predict your score?
Okay.
2 out of 8.
No. Predicted wrong. I actually like this movie. This is a good movie.
Dude, people are...
I like this movie.
Mylin, friend of the podcast.
Yeah.
Said it was the worst movie she's seen all year.
Really? I totally
and
disagree.
And she's the biggest Anna Kendrick fan I know.
Yeah. I like most of the movie. Well, I'll say I like most of the movie. Like, towards... Yeah, I kind of like... Towards the end, I was like, oh, this is... Like... I, but
you know
I like
what's
the,
happening.
I like the ride. Yeah, but you know what's happening, and then you're like... Like, I don't like how it ended. Because it was building... To me, it was building and had good momentum. And it was pretty funny at points. But then they, like, lost me at the end. But, like, I enjoyed the movie. I enjoyed watching the movie.
I worry that some of their promotion show gave away stuff that they shouldn't have given away.
Like what?
There was this thing that they showed on Instagram. They're trying to do the cinema graphs where it's like the pictures where like a little bit moves.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Anna Kendrick sitting on a car that's sinking in a lake.
Mm-hmm.
And you see two legs with heels in the back rear window.
Yeah. I didn't see that. They shouldn't have done that. No.
They shouldn't have done that, right?
No.
Is this the same as Ocean's 8 where they're like, oh yeah, the Asian dude from Ocean's 11, he's great in this movie. And I'm like, why did you tell me?
Yeah. I mean, that doesn't really spoil too much.
Of Ocean's 8 or of
Simple Favor? Of Simple Favor.
She's taking a picture. Let me find the picture.
But yeah, that's important. Like, that's not a thing I would promote. Because I didn't know any of that going in.
It was... Oh, this one. And then in the rear... Oh, you see the hand.
Oh, yeah.
Which I'm like... We know... Like, you know, the basic premise is...
Yeah, basically, she meets this
couple.
She meets this woman because her son's friends with her son, and then they become friends, and then she goes missing.
Yeah.
And that's the basic premise.
That's the basic premise.
Yeah.
And then she...
She's trying to find her, basically.
Yeah. But then we find out that it looks can be deceiving.
Yeah. So it's kind of a movie I liked because of the mystery of it, and then as it got, like, as it went on, you're like, you both figure it out, and then you're like, oh, this is kind of dumb.
Yeah.
But I enjoyed the ride. I liked it. I liked it for the ride.
Okay.
So I actually enjoyed the movie.
What would you rate this one?
I give it a 6. 6 out of 8.
Interesting.
I think it's worth watching. I have to disagree with Mylin on that one, but I can understand
why someone would.
It's not everybody's movie, but yeah, it was kind of like the character. The more I learned about the characters, the less I like. They got worse. I didn't like the characters as the movie going on. I'm like, all these people are dumb.
Yeah,
the people I'm supposed to be rooting for. I'm like, I don't like any of them either. So that kind
of
sucked.
What did you think of Anna Kendrick and Blake Lively kissing?
That happened in the movie, yeah.
Yeah, I saw that a long time ago, and I was like, this is the greatest scene to ever be captured on film.
Yeah, it's like, that's part of the movie. So.
I was like, that's crazy.
Yeah, well, not in the context of the movie.
Well, in the context of the movie, it's not, but no. I'm like...
But yeah, it's like, that's interesting that they put that in the movie. Yeah. I'm like, cool.
Shout out to Paul Feig.
Yeah, he's like, oh, and this is where they kiss. And yeah. I'm like, yeah, put that in the movie.
Yeah, he's like, yeah.
Of course.
Like,
Why would we put these two people in this movie if we're not gonna have them kiss?
He's like,
movie?
I tried to put a scene like this in Ghostbusters, but no one was receptive to it.
Yeah, they're like, why won't they do this?
Yeah, why won't Kristen?
He's like, Wiig
and Leslie Jones kiss.
Yeah, it's like he's like, I gotta go back to the rated R world.
Yeah,
because the PG-13.
Oh, is this rated R?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I watched a movie called Blue Hawaii. Are you familiar with this movie,
Blue
Mike?
Hawaii.
Very old movie.
Oh, wait, is it rated R? I could be wrong on that. It might be PG-13. I don't really know.
Anyways, Blue Hawaii, anyway. Elvis Presley.
Yeah, I've heard of it.
I watched it.
Good? Bad?
Yeah, great movie. I love it.
There's music in it, right?
Yeah, it's his songs.
Oh, it is rated R.
I Can't Help Falling in Love with You is in it.
Ah, nice.
Which is
in
Crazy Rich Asians.
See, his songs alone, I feel like it's...
Yeah, worth it's it. Worth it. Almost. And then, but yeah. Okay, so the crazy thing is...
Was the Kena cover also in Hawaii? Yeah, it's crazy. Retroactively?
Yeah, it's crazy that... Editing it back. They were like, oh, like, you two people are going to fall in love and produce a child one day. And mm-hmm. one day, she's going to be in a movie singing this song.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just held...
That's how I would retroactively do movies.
So it's about a guy who returns from Vietnam War, I believe. And his parents live in Hawaii. And they want him to work in the same business as his father, which is on like a pineapple plantation. And he's like, nah, I don't really want to do that. I want to hang out with my friends who are natives, who his mom, Angela Lansbury, doesn't like. And then this girl who's half native, half white, is his girlfriend. And his mom doesn't approve of that either. And his dad's like, oh, it's fine. Like, you need to relax. So there's like some low-key racism. But, Elvis ends up being a tour guide because he knows like all the spots in the city or on the island, and he's a tour guide to a teacher and four like high school students, we assume, that are all girls, and the teacher has feelings for him apparently, and Elvis's girlfriend who got him the job at the tour agency is like jealous, and she's like, no, I don't like this. Anyways, he sings I Can't Help Falling in Love with You to his girlfriend's grandmother for her birthday. And I was like, how strange, like, because that song's in Crazy Rich Asians as the wedding song, but there is a scene when she meets his grandmother for her birthday.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, like, they could have put it here.
Yeah.
I thought it was, like, a really weird parallel that I don't think people saw. Anyways, great movie because he's like, it's like a lot of stuff I deal with where it's like work for the family company. Parents look, I'm just kidding. My parents aren't low-key racist. My parents are very progressive. But it's like the struggle between stuff
mm-hmm.
and then everything works out for him. And he ends up going to Kauai and I watched it on my way to Kauai.
Nice.
And
that's what you watch, man.
I kept hitting Mandy and I was like, look, he's in Kauai. We're on a plane to Kauai when he was on a plane to Kauai. And it's like one of those movies where it's like fun, innocent stuff.
Yeah.
It's like nothing too crazy. And it was, it's a good time.
Nice.
And they drink Mai Tais. So then when I landed, I made sure I got a Mai Tai.
Mm-hmm.
And it was delicious. Got to go to a tiki bar.
Nice. You gotta go to a tiki bar.
Yeah. And they sold pizza there. So I had a tiki bar with tiki pizza.
Mm-hmm.
With a tiki drink, and I got drunk at like 2 p.m. It was awesome.
Sounds amazing.
Off of one drink. Dehydration. This movie, 8 out of 8. It was a great movie.
Sweet. A lot of good movies you watch.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, Mandy, I would give an 8, but that penis was just there for too long, and I felt so awkward on the plane.
This is weird.
I'm like, oh God, because I was like watching it, and then I was like, I hope this person behind me,
because
the guy behind me kept peeping at my screen and making comments when when Mandy was playing this game on my iPad,
mm-hmm.
and then I was like, well, this is annoying, so I was like, I'm gonna start watching a movie. So me and Mandy started watching Mandy, and then I was like, I really hope he doesn't say anything now because he has a history of looking at our screens.
Funny.
So, yeah, it was all good stuff.
Cool.
Overall, we all saw great
movies. Yeah, we saw some good stuff. And then I saw some TV shows. Some not so good stuff. Iron Fist. Obviously better than the first season because it can't be worse. Only 10 episodes, it's a positive. Iron Fist himself is he's not as annoying as the first season, but he's just the least interesting character. Like, he's even more of the least interesting character. Because, like, last season was kind of boring because, like, the Meachums, they had those boardrooms and all that nonsense. Yeah. They don't have any boardrooms in this one. Positive. And the Meachums are actually more interesting than they were in that first season because they were just annoying doing stupid stuff. But now they actually have, like, motivations and they're, like, broken and stuff. And they're just more interesting characters. But Iron Fist is still running around there and I'm like, I just don't care about you, man. But everyone else is interesting, so that's a plus. Like, Colleen Wing's still interesting. Misty Knight comes in. She's interesting. And then, Typhoid Mary, who Alice Eve plays, she's super interesting. And I like what they're doing with the Meacham. So, and the bad guy, Davos, who was in the first season, who's like his buddy from Kunlong or whatever. Mm. He's interesting as a guy. But yeah, it's still kind of the same old... Those shows are just getting so repetitive, kind of. It's like every Netflix show is the same. Like, they don't do what the movies do and make every show different. Every show's kind of the same. And it's just getting to that point where it's like you've had too many seasons of all the same stuff. And you guys need to change it up a little bit. But they haven't quite learned that yet, so I don't know if they're ever going to do that. But yeah, it's tolerable. It's a fine watch because it's only 10 episodes. But yeah, these Netflix shows, I mean, I like Luke Cage season 2. I like Punisher. I'm going to watch Daredevil, so we'll see how that... I think Daredevil is going to be okay because you got Fisk back, so...
I'm so far behind. This is unbelievable.
Yeah. Well, it piles up on you because they're releasing so many now. They're releasing Daredevil already. It's like...
Yeah.
It's pretty crazy, but...
I'll try to watch them all before Daredevil.
Yeah, it's a tough...
Punisher. I have to watch Punisher. I already saw Jessica Jones. I have to watch...
Luke Cage. Yeah, Iron Fist is still on that bottom rung. I put it above Defenders. Still.
Where's Luke Cage for you?
Season 1 or season 2? I like season 1. I like them both.
I thought season 1 was like one of the best.
Yeah, I put it up there. I think up there with probably my second favorite out of Daredevil season 1. I like Luke Cage. That was a good
season 2.
And then probably Jessica Jones season 1.
Yeah, that was a good season 2.
Those are all like my top, and then probably Daredevil season 2. Like my fourth. Probably Daredevil season 2, then Punisher's right after that. I like it more than Luke Cage 2 and Jessica Jones season 2. Yeah, they weren't so great. So, yeah, the season 2 quality kind of drops for every show, except Iron Fist because it couldn't go lower, really. But yeah, it's still on. I put it at that lower tier where I'm like, yeah, I just wish this guy was an Iron Fist. I wish someone else was Iron Fist. That's kind of the main crux of it. It's like, yeah, this guy is just not interesting as Iron Fist. And then they need to go more into Kun Lung, I think. Like they're not touching on it. I know it's like hard to do and they don't have any money. But I think they should show show me that. I know they can't show me it for real. But like that dragon, they need to show me that dragon fight where he fights a dragon. I don't care if they do it like in Legion, they did this cool thing where they did like a astral projection fight of like the Shadow King and Legion. They like did it. It was all animated and it looked really cool. I think they should do something like that for the dragon fight. Just show me it, but like in like cartoon form or like in drawing form or something. Because I want to see that dragon fight, but it doesn't look like they're doing that either.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, watch Iron Fist. It's okay. But that's all. Not amazing, but... some interesting characters. If you like some of those characters, then worth watching. And then I saw this show. I started watching this show, Sorry for Your Loss. You heard about the show?
I don't think so.
It's on Facebook.
It's definitely like
Facebook
not.
Watch. Yeah. It's with Elizabeth Olsen.
Yeah, definitely not.
Yeah. It's the show. She, like, her husband died like 3 months. Like, it starts like her husband died 3 months ago, and it's her like coping with that whole loss. And then it gives you like flashbacks of them together drama. And stuff. Yeah, it's a drama.
Sounds like it should be a comedy.
And oh, Kelly Marie Tran's in it also.
People probably hate her. So, right?
I hope not. I don't know. But it's on Facebook. No one's watching
it. It'd be better if they didn't have any Asians in it.
Yeah. So it's her. That's what fans keep saying. Yeah. So, yeah, she's her sister in that.
And that's crazy. I don't understand how audiences can understand that.
They're like, what's going on here?
Yeah. That's like, I posted something on Instagram last night, like on my story, and I was like, I don't think anyone understood what I did. I was at Pavilions.
They don't know what's happening.
And I saw Yakult there.
Oh, I know what you're doing.
Yeah, so I posted a picture and I was like, shout out to Laura Jean.
Yeah.
And then Myron commented,
mm-hmm.
or he like messaged me.
Did he get the reference?
He thought it was hilarious.
It's really good.
And then I was like, I am going after a very niche audience. Like they had.
That's the thing. You got him to comment because it's like that. It's such a great thing.
He messages a lot though.
Oh, okay. Fine. I love it. Not so special. Do something bland, and he's like, "Oh, I'm going to message you on that."
Because he messaged me even when I was in Kauai.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, you're in Kauai right now? I was like, yeah, man. Like, this is great. I highly recommend. He's like, yeah, I love it there. Or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird. Like, me and Myron, homies on
Instagram. He's a cool dude, man. Cool dude.
Yeah. Well, if he was far away. That's
what yeah. Like, you're too far, man.
I was like, I should hang out with him more. But yeah, he's far away.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was like, it's a very niche audience.
Yeah, very much so.
Because I'm like, I'm expecting.
But it was a popular movie on Netflix, I mean.
For like teenagers.
I don't care. I watched that. It's good.
Yeah.
I assume you watched it now.
I watched it.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, I didn't talk about that, right?
No, you didn't talk about it.
Oh, shit, let's talk about it.
All right, yeah.
Holy crap, I love this movie.
Yeah.
It was such a good movie.
It's a good movie.
I give it an 8 out of 8.
Yeah.
I was like, I melted. I was like, what a great teen rom-com.
Yeah. They don't really make these nowadays.
Yeah, like, totally didn't think it was going to go that way.
Yeah, yeah.
Because even when he told me, I was like, okay, now she's going to go for the older dude.
Mm-hmm.
Now she's going to go for the older. No.
Yeah, exactly. It doesn't follow the formula. You're like, oh, and then this happens. And it's like, no, that doesn't happen.
And then I was so excited. I was like, are they going to make more of these? And I didn't know there's two more books.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that either.
So they do the thing at the end.
So the answer is probably yes, because I think that's very popular.
But in the second book, they deal with the sex tape, quote unquote.
Which they already kind of dealt with. Yeah.
And then they deal with the dude. And then I think in the third one, they deal with college or something.
Mm-hmm.
It's very interesting.
Yeah. They'll definitely make another one. Maybe they'll combine to make three into
two
or something. I don't know.
What a fun movie.
Very enjoyable.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. To All the Boys I Loved Before is the movie we're talking about.
Yes. Oh, yeah, we didn't mention the title, did we? so Sorry for Your Loss. Pretty good show. I'm liking it so far.
Is it like a weekly thing, or is it at once? Or
They released like 4 episodes at once, so I don't know I don't know if it's weekly after this or how they're releasing. I don't know. Facebook's weird. I didn't know Facebook had TV shows, so.
Yeah, Mind of a Chef.
Oh, okay.
One of their seasons was on that.
Yeah.
I ripped them from their website. Oh, so. Nice. Screw you, Zuckerberg.
I'm gonna watch it on Facebook.
I heard what you did in Kauai is despicable. So
what did he do?
He like bought this land that had like.
Is that the locals talking about? They're like, no, Zuckerberg.
I was instigating it. I was like, what
yeah. What do you guys think about Zuckerberg?
No, I was like, do any celebrities live here?
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, no, it's usually pretty chill. I was like, what about Mark Zuckerberg? And they're like, oh, we don't talk about him. Because he bought like this land.
He can hear you.
And then he was like, they have this law in Hawaii that if you own land and that's the only way to access that beach, you have to give public access through your land to the beach. And he didn't want to. And it was this land that these native people did this religious ceremony on, like at that beach.
Mm-hmm.
And then he like tried to raise all this hell. And then he ended up donating that land to the tribe or something like that because it like created such a PR nightmare for him.
Oh.
So, yeah. But he like fought it for years trying to sue the natives. And
jeez.
It was terrible.
Man, just leave us alone, Zuckerberg. Leave us alone.
Yeah, just leave people alone.
Yeah. He'll argue, you brought this upon yourself. You signed up for my thing. Don't care.
Yeah.
Shut up, Zuck. Yes, and I watched another show called Maniac on Netflix.
I watched like 10 minutes of this, and I realized I was very tired yesterday and fell asleep.
Yeah. Emma Stone, Jonah Hill.
I didn't realize this was going to be a TV series.
Or yeah.
Like a quote-unquote limited series.
Yeah. So I assume that it's like this season and over, or I don't know how it works.
Yeah, I assume
so. Yeah.
It's kind of hard to get both of them back together.
Yeah, I think it's too big. Surprising they did this one. But yeah, it's kind of in like an alternate current future reality, something like that.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's kind of...
Because that's what confused me. It's like, you want to pay with this with AdBuddy?
Yeah.
And I'm like, what is going on?
Yeah.
And then,
but I think that's what the show is doing, is setting you off kilter.
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't know what world this is, but I think that was that weird little, because the movie starts with like a one molecule. I assume it was telling me about like alternate realities, basically.
Oh, I assume there was some weird commercial.
Yeah, maybe
set in that time, or like
I don't know. But yeah, that's kind of confusing. It's like it's like modern time, but it's also kind of like the past, but it's also like alternate history almost, because there was like a statue that was 10 minutes in, right? There was like a Statue of Liberty. I don't know, maybe that's a little bit later.
I think it was a little bit later.
It's a little bit later. There's like, they show the Statue of Liberty, but it's like a different, it's a statue of something else. So it's like, this is, I think it's like alternate reality future kind of place. Anyways. Well, you haven't even got that far. I don't even want to go into it. It's kind of that show where you like don't know anything.
I know Emma Stone wears or appears to be in other Netflix TV shows in this show. Like, yes. She wears these costumes. One makes her look like she's in House of Cards.
Yeah. Well, do you want me to tell you? It's not really.
They
really
sign up for a drug trial.
Yeah, they sign up for a drug trial.
And then that makes them crazy?
Basically, like, they're trying to reprogram their minds. So they go into their minds. So that's what you're seeing is they go into their minds.
Almost. And their minds are Netflix TV series.
And their minds are Netflix TV series.
I feel like this show is there to promote Netflix.
It could be. Yeah.
But in the end, it will hurt people and make them weary of Netflix.
Yeah, because they're like, wait a second. They're
like, this is what this Netflix is, like Netflix. Is thinking.
Well, I feel like that's what companies always do, is their message is like, anti-my like, company.
Do you remember the promotion when we were at WonderCon for Tomorrowland? Mm-hmm. And it was that picture of Walt Disney.
Yeah, that was really creepy. Why was it so creepy? I was like, what is this movie Tomorrowland? Because I thought it was like all conspiracy.
Because like, it seemed this? Like it was almost like anti-Walt Disney.
Yeah.
And then the weird thing is that was never mentioned in the movie.
I know. Like, was that was that part of market? Because it seemed like it was like...
It seemed like it was almost protesting Disney.
Yeah. So I was confused too. I thought Tomorrowland would
I still
explain.
Have that fan somewhere because I remember I was cleaning something up and I found it and I was like, can't get rid of this. This is weird history. Like,
yeah. I thought Tomorrowland would explain some of that and no. It never did. So I was like, oh, what was this marketing they were doing? Because it confused me very much.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm liking the show so far. I just like when they get really talented people in movies. I'm like, these people are on TV. It still blows my mind. Still in that mindset, I'm like, this is weird. Why they agree to do this? I'm always asking myself.
Yeah. But money talks.
Money does talk. So that's the new world. It's like, where is it? Netflix? Okay. Is it a TV show? Is it a movie? Who cares? It's something. I like to work with these people.
Yeah, they're like, it's fulfilling.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah.
And I don't have to commit to it.
It's fulfilling to your bank account.
Yeah. I don't have to commit to this for 5 years.
Yeah. Because Jonah Hill probably did this, and then he's like, I'm going to make a movie about kids skating called Mid-90s.
And yeah.
You're like, oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, do what you want,
Which
Jonah
apparently
Hill.
This movie,
That's supposed to be good, too.
Yeah, because he like sat down with Martin Scorsese for 4 hours.
Yeah.
To figure out how to direct movies, and Spike Jones helped him a lot on this movie, so they're like saying this movie's gonna be great.
Yeah.
We're
finally reaching that era where 90s, man. 90s is like, which is our era. Like, it took a little while because it's been 80s for a while. But now we're getting the nostalgia of the 90s.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool to see.
Ready for a discussion this week? We, again, postponed summer movie pool.
Yeah. It will happen. We will reveal. Happen. Yeah. Oh.
This is what we do every year. So
we do. Yeah.
Don't be shocked.
Happens all the time.
MCU streaming series based on a singular hero.
Mm-hmm. Like the Scarlet Witch show and Loki show they're allegedly doing.
I kind of tweaked it in my mind just
now. Okay, no problem.
The Howling Commandos.
Howling Commandos.
What happens after their leader plunges the plane into the ocean and the other dude dies in a train, like off a train, allegedly? What happens to them?
One
of them appears in Agent Carter.
He does appear in Agent Carter.
But there has to be more.
There can be definitely a lot of stories with the Howling Commandos.
What about the Asian dude?
Yeah.
He settles down in New York.
Yeah.
Has a kid. He has a kid. That kid becomes the principal of the
school. I know. That'd be cool. He has his son and he's like, I want you to become a principal someday. And it's like, it doesn't happen to him, but it happens to his son.
He ends up becoming a janitor.
Yeah. Work your way up.
Yeah.
And his son becomes principal. It's like, I'm so proud.
Yeah.
I'd love to see that show.
I think you can do it in the past.
Yeah. And then you can have Agent Carter even cameo and stuff.
Yeah.
Do that stuff. Howard Stark. I'm always looking to get Dominic Cooper Howard Stark because we get a lot of the John Slattery, which I like too. But I like me some Dominic Cooper or Howard Stark every now and then. He's still pretty cool.
What about you?
The show I was thinking about, I'd like to see like a Nebula show.
Bruce, how about Bruce Banner, the science guy?
I mean, I'll watch anything with any of these characters. But I was just thinking, I think a Nebula show where it's like the aftermath of Avengers 4. So Thanos is defeated. It's like a
sequel. Like, what do I do now?
Yeah, it's like, now what's my life? My whole goal has been, like, after he turned on him, was to kill him. He's gone. Now what do I do? Like, what's my life? And she's got to work through. And she'd probably kill a bunch of people. I don't know what she's going to do. But, like, I think it'd be a cool aftermath. Like, that's been her whole life has been with Thanos because of Thanos. So
yeah,
that'd be an interesting direction to go, I think.
Yeah. You do something really pretty cool. Dark, but okay, Mike.
Yeah. I think I want to see the dark. Go dark, go Marvel. Dark. DC does it.
Yeah.
Do it better.
Do it better. What's on Netflix today?
Netflix today is Norseman season 2 and the Hurricane Heist. That weird movie where there's a heist.
It's the
during your
director
hurricane.
Of the first Fast and Furious.
That movie somehow made it to the theaters.
Yeah.
It sounds like a sci-fi straight to TV movie.
Come back tomorrow for America's Sweetheart. This Week in Movies in the Know and Trailer Talk. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.